The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio. This week's program, Duffy's Tavern, Patent on Electricity, originally aired February 23rd, 1949.
Vitalis for well-groomed hair and Truche, the hand lotion with the before-hand extra, bring you Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave meat to eat? Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. What's new? You going on a vacation with Mrs. Duffy? Gonna get away from it all, huh? Duffy, that ain't getting away from it all. That's taking it all with you. Where are you going? Huh? Florida? You mean the place where California sunshine goes to spend the winter? I'm only kidding, Duffy. In California, I'm kidding. You going swimming? Horseback riding? Horseback riding? Duffy, remember the last time Mrs. Duffy rode a horse? She couldn't sit down and the horse couldn't stand up. Now, look, about my vacation, huh? But Duffy, look, Duffy, you work me 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm telling you, if I was a horse, they'd throw you in jail. Huh? Okay. This is the last straw. This is the hump that breaks the camel's back. Bad 60 on your vacation. What a job.
Well, Miss Archie, what you complaining about? At least you eating and sleeping.
Yeah, but what and where? Believe me, Eddie, in this job I can see very little future to be a millionaire. Now, be honest, ain't it struck you as peculiar that a guy of my charm and talent ain't already rich?
Well, now that you mention it, no. Look, Miss Archer, now you don't seem to realize it takes a lot of things for a guy to make $1 million.
Like what?
Understanding of political economy.
Proceed ahead.
A working knowledge of income taxes.
Go on.
Keen insight into the fluctuations of the investment market.
Go on.
Hard work.
So what's wrong with a half a million?
I like the nerve of your gratitude.
In what respect?
The way you talk about my father. Don't you know that Papa looks on you as one of the family?
And I hate him too.
Oh, what's the use? You're enough to make a person sick to his or her stomach.
Miss Duffy, let's understand each other. It ain't that I hate your father, although I do. It's just that I gotta get out in the world and try to make some dough.
Oh, that's the trouble with you. All you think about is money. Money don't bring you happiness.
Well, maybe not, but it puts you in a pretty good bargaining position. Why shouldn't I make money? I got as much brains as the next guy.
All right.
Well, hiya, Finnegan.
What you doing?
I'm trying to figure out here how to make $1 million.
Well, it's simple, Arch. All you gotta do is make $2 million and lose one.
Well, how do you make the $2 million?
Arch, when we solve that, we got the problem lit. But, never mind, it can be done.
How?
Well, take my Uncle Herman. Made a fortune and started on nothing but a shoestring.
How'd he make the fortune?
Selling shoestrings.
Oh.
Yeah, but he lost it when the bottom suddenly fell out of the shoestring market.
Yeah, and when was that?
When the button shoe came in. But right away, just like that, he made another fortune in the food business.
In the food business?
Yeah. You see, it was his idea to have carrier pigeons instead of mailmen.
Carrier pigeons don't mail. How does this affect the food business?
When you get hungry, you send yourself a letter and eat the mailman.
Sounds yummy. Did your uncle invent any more brilliant things like this?
Oh, sure. He was the guy that invented the horseless carriage.
Your uncle invented the automobile?
No. He invented a carriage without a horse.
But if the carriage ain't pulled by a horse, how does it run?
Goats. God. That's the only way to really make dough. Invent something.
Yeah, I think you gave me the mucus of an idea. Hey, let me see. Now, what ain't been invented yet?
Now, Miss Archer, you know you don't know nothing about inventing things.
So what? What did the Jukes family know before they invented the jukebox? Let's see here.
Hi, Arch, old pal.
Well, Slippery McGuire, I didn't know you was in town.
I just got out. I mean, I just got in.
Oh, yeah? Where you been?
On a vacation. 30 days. But enough about me, Arch. What have you been doing with yourself?
Oh, same old thing. Still fooling around with me inventions.
Oh, have you patented anything yet?
Frankly, no.
You haven't? Then, Arch, don't waste time inventing stuff. The real dough is in the patents.
Yeah, I didn't think anybody ever got a patent. I thought them things was just things that was always pending.
Arch, you trust me, don't you?
Oh, sure, Slip.
Forget the inventing. Get a patent.
But what could I patent?
Come here. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Do you know that nobody's taken out a patent on electricity?
Slip, say it again.
Do you realize that there's no patent on electricity? And that if a well-known inventor like you should apply for a patent...
Slip, I'm beginning to see the light.
See the light? Oh, oh, what a mind! Arch, what a team you and Edison would have made. He had a great sense of humor, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we gotta act fast. Now, you gotta get busy and grab that patent on electricity before somebody beats you to it.
Well, do you think it's honest, though?
Arch, I'm sure Edison would have wanted it that way.
Yeah, huh?
Quick, now, give me the phone, we'll make sure.
Okay, here you are.
Hello, Washington? Patent office? Clever Ideas Department, please. Hello, George? Slippery speaking. Look, I want you to make a thorough search of your records and see if electricity has ever been patented. Yeah, I'll hold on. What's that? It hasn't? Hold the wire. Do you want it or not, Arch?
It's a deal.
Hello, George? Register it quick. Yep, yep. The inventor's name is Archie. Thanks a lot, kid. Well, old pal, this is a solemn moment.
You mean?
Arch, you own electricity.
Have a cigar.
Thanks. Now look, if you let me have the $10.
The $10? What for?
Edison would have wanted it that way.
Eddie, lay off, will you? What's the $10 for, Slippery?
Well, Arch, you don't want a patent worth millions of dollars for nothing, do you?
Well, naturally not. Okay, here's the $10, Slip. Hey, I'm just thinking, what a dope.
Who?
And Benjamin Franklin. He invents the stuff, and here I wind up owning it.
Well, Arch, he wasn't as shrewd a businessman as you are.
I guess not. How could a thing like that happen, though?
Didn't you ever hear the story?
Oh.
Old Ben was out there flying his kite, you see, when he discovered electricity, and in the excitement of the moment, he lost his head, and instead of patenting electricity, he took out a patent on the kite.
Oh, what a jerk. No wonder they called him Poor Richard.
Well, Arch, I guess I better run down and file these papers with my attorney. See you later.
Okay, Slap. Holy cat. The Tsar of Electricity. The king of the kilowatts.
Look, Your Majesty.
Yeah?
I've got a message here from one of your subjects.
From one of my subjects, who?
The electric company. They say that either we pay the Bill, or they turn off the light. Now, what do we do?
Ignore the vassals. Tell them if they send me one more bill, they're out of business. What a break, though, huh, Eddie? Who would ever think that I'd wind up owning electricity?
Yeah, I always connected you more with natural gas.
Just imagine, a monopoly on electricity.
Yeah, make a fortune. There's no competition.
Oh, except candles and glowworms.
All right, would you mind explaining this invention of yours?
Electricity?
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to. You see, in the old days, Finnegan, our ancestors used to get it from rubbing the backs of cats, you see. But as time progressed forwardly, these cats wore out. So nature was forced to invent the wall socket. Is this clear to you?
Except for one thing.
What?
When you talk, what makes your Adam's apple go up and down like that?
I'll try to be clearer. Yeah. Look, you see that light switch on the wall?
Yeah.
You see that bulb up on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Well, the stuff in between them is called electricity.
Thanks, Art. Boy, what an Adam's apple.
Well, Arch, I just talked to my patent attorney, and he... Oh, hello, Eddie.
Hi, Kingfish.
Well, Arch, the attorney says we got to issue stock certificates.
I don't get it.
We got to start a corporation.
I still don't get it, then.
Well, Arch, we need more money.
Get it?
Why do we need more money?
Edison would have wanted it that way.
Excuse me, man. Hello, Duffy's Tavern, Archie the Electrical Maggot speaking. Oh, yes, a hole of wire. It's for you, Slip.
Oh, thanks, Arch. Hello? Oh, yes, I'll ask him. Arch, Mayor O'Dwyer wants to know about the lights on Broadway.
What about him?
Do you want them on or off?
Tell them to keep them burning. The show must go on.
Hello? Permission granted.
Thanks, Slip.
Now, Arch, as my attorney was saying, we need a little extra money.
Hello? Okay, just a minute. Another call for you.
Ah, thanks. Hello? Oh, yes, Warden.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to ask the president of our company. Arch, the warden up at Sing Sing, wants to know if it's okay for them to use a little extra current tonight.
For how long?
Oh, about 30 seconds.
Tell them it's okay.
Warden, throw the switch. Arch, that was sweet of you.
Well, you know, you gotta live and let live. Now, what was you saying about your attorney?
He says we gotta get these blueprints printed.
I thought you said stock certificates.
Oh, did I? Well, anyway, they're going to cost us $3.
$3? Well, okay, Slip, here. You got me last nickel, but believe me, it's worth it. Electricity.
Thanks. Now, look, you better get busy and start selling some stocks so we can get this monopoly up on the big board.
Okay, Slip, I'll get going right away. Holy cow. Wall Street. The big board. Eddie, just think. I'm a public utility. Just like American Can.